It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
Farouk Benesh, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that some
Colbert.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. Yeah, it's me. I know. I'm an hour early. But I'm sorry, Cubs baseball. I'm not sorry. You go out on this East Coast swing and you play all these games. You're not going to stop me, or should I say us, on a Football Friday, as the one and only Logan Blackman of the Logan Blackman Show podcast is alongside. Logan, you can barely fit the guy's head through the door because of the level of football that his Buffalo Bills are playing right now. So, yeah, just a forewarning there. Because we will talk a little NFL today on the show. However you are tuned in, know that I appreciate it, whether it's on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at 1650KCNZ. I'm on Twitter at RealColbert. And like the Facebook page. Type in 1650TheFan. You'll find it. Hammer the like button. You'll be all set and ready to go. Check out that website, not only for the stream, but that's also where you get the podcast of this show, along with all sorts of local and statewide sports content. 1650TheFan.com. Bookmark it. Make it a regular stop for yourself on the World Wide Web. Dial us up today if you have any questions or comments to add to the show, maybe some predictions for what you think will take place, whether it be tonight on a high school football field somewhere, tomorrow, as what'd that be, week four of the college football season gets underway, or perhaps Sunday or Monday as week five of the NFL season is, of course, underway. I'll stop right there, Logan. Didn't watch any, haven't seen any of these Thursday night football games. Because they're on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, you're not. I mean, last week's game was fun. Last week's game, Chargers Chiefs, was kind of fun. Herbert threw the interception to pretty much seal it. Mahomes got away with a couple of clear interceptions, but you know what? That we can't win everything. And then last night, yeah, I didn't watch a lot of last night.
I will say, as far as the Chiefs Chargers game was concerned in week one, Staley, the coach for the Chargers. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, I have Herbert in fantasy, and I appreciate you throwing the ball in the red zone, but you got to run it a little bit to protect your quarterback.
And Brandon Staley's one of the biggest advocates for running the football. He's been one of the guys that's
is
like,
he now?
That's what he says. He says to run, you need to run the ball because it makes the defense honest. You have to.
No
you can't,
kidding.
You can't take plays off in the run game. What he says.
What a genius! he sounds a lot like Matt Nagy did. Right, you know. Right before a game where you're going to get a total of 11 rush attempts.
Yeah, he said this last year, and you have a running back like Austin Eckler, who is a very, very nice running back.
Yeah.
And you just don't give him the ball. And I have Austin Eckler. I don't have Justin Herbert this year in fantasy, but I have Eckler. I would have liked to see him hand the ball off to Eckler at one point, see him go 99 the opposite direction.
There are so many reasons to run the football in a game, and at that juncture, it was like, it's just pragmatic to run it right now.
Yeah.
There are a number of sound fundamental reasons to mix in a run here. For the love of God, mix in a run because, okay, I get a touchdown, an extra touchdown from Justin Herbert in week two, but then he's going to miss however many weeks maybe because you got him hurt.
Yeah, he's questionable. He's questionable for this week. And I broke my ribs twice in high school, so I know what he's going through
right.
To a certain extent.
Yeah,
it doesn't feel very good.
You got to be tough if you're going to play through that. Now, it's fractured cartilage.
Oh, yeah, fractured cartilage.
I didn't realize that was a thing. Yeah. I thought you fractured bones. But, I mean, I never got the best grades to the surprise of no one in science class. But, yeah, just a quick little gripe there about Thursday night football. And I even said, too, last week that I didn't see myself finagling a way to watch. The guys at Westwood One do such a good job that I can just, you know, listen. Mm-hmm. And I'll put something else on the television, usually like a college football game. Which, by the way, who was it last night?
Virginia Tech, West Virginia?
No. Illinois. Who did Illinois beat last night? It was kind of a nobody, but who was that? I think I got that right in front of me here. Illinois, they beat Chattanooga.
Okay, home of Terrell Owens.
The Mocs. Don't look now, the Fighting Bielemas, 3-1.
Yeah, the Fighting Bielemas, they'll be fighting.
3-1.
They're like the college football version of the Lions. They're going to bite your kneecaps off.
Who wins right now, Illinois or Iowa?
Oh, God, I don't want to answer that question.
You're going to have... Are you watching Iowa Rutgers tomorrow night? That doesn't sound like appointment television either.
It's sold out, though. It's sold out. They sold out the stadium for that one.
Wow.
So I don't know who bought tickets to that game.
Are they playing in a high school, in a high school field?
They might both be playing in Valley Stadium in Des Moines.
Like. Capacity 1,500? Rutgers has played 3 quarterbacks, I think?
Yeah. Maybe Iowa should try that.
yeah, sure. Oh, my God. Yeah, we'll get into a lot here today on the show. As I mentioned, dial us up with any questions or comments, 319-277-1918. Or you can dial 800-913-9479. Email address, if you'd rather do that than call, is Cole, C-O-L-E, at 1650thefan.com. All right, area sports news and scores here in just a few moments, which will include, of course, tonight's Metro High School football matchups. After we're done there, we'll take timeout number one, get you a CBS Sports Flash, VSiN action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas, as well as a forecast for the rest of this chilly Friday, looking into tomorrow and Sunday. We'll come back from that first break, and Rob Gray, my colleague from the Cedar Rapids Gazette, does a great job on the Iowa State football beat. You can follow him on Twitter at Rob W. Gray. He will join the show, and we'll get his breakdown of tomorrow's big, big Iowa State game as the Cyclones open up Big 12 play at home against the Baylor Bears. This has been a closely fought series, especially since Dave Aranda arrived in Waco and has done such a good job with that program. And it's going to be the first, obviously, real test for the Cyclones tomorrow. And I think it's by far, I mean, when you talk about Iowa, you and I, Iowa State, say what you will, that is by far the juiciest matchup as far as in-state Division I college football games are concerned tomorrow. But we'll talk about you and I at Western Illinois with Logan in the third segment, as well as Iowa Rutgers. We'll follow up on what we hear from Rob Gray as well in the next segment when me and Logan chop it up in the third segment today. And, of course, we will make our picks of the weekend. I've got 3 written down here, Logan. I didn't see a line. I was just looking at ESPN. For some reason, I didn't see a line. Maybe I just overlooked it, but on the Iowa Rutgers game. But I don't think I would bet that one anyways. So I didn't get all hell bent on trying to find it, but I got 3 games I feel really good about. So we'll try to make you some money coming up in that third segment. Also too, like I mentioned, we'll try and talk a little NFL if we can in that third segment with Logan. So that's the plan. Real quick before we dive into area sports news and scores, Logan, Arizona State and Nebraska looking for their next head football coach. We talked a little bit about Nebraska. I think more so just made fun of Nebraska a week ago when this came up. But another name is coming into the fold. I don't think this is highly reported. I think it's more speculation. Deion Sanders going to get a P5 job?
I think so.
Before next year?
I don't know about before next. I think he's wanting that Florida State job.
He's going to get a P5 job. It's just a matter of time.
Yeah.
Is he going to wait for Florida State?
What my prediction is for Deion is I think he'll have Shadur finish out. So Shadur will probably be gone next year.
Why doesn't he just do what Lincoln Riley did? And go to Arizona State and bring his boy with him?
Because I think he does really like the program at Jackson State. I think he's really invested. So I think he doesn't want to pull players away. Because he got brought Travis Hunter there. He brought Shedeur Sanders there. Obviously, he's a kid, so he's going to just go wherever he is.
Yeah.
But Shedeur Sanders is a baller.
He looks really good.
If he goes to, like, if he goes to Florida State, which they are probably going to need a coaching change at some point because they're not great.
Think about this, because Travis Hunter, the number one,
was committed to Florida State.
Yeah, DB wide receiver.
Yeah.
So you do two more years at Jackson State this year and next
year. That's what I'm thinking.
Then before their junior seasons, which would be after that year, both of them would become NFL draft eligible.
Yeah, Shedeur will be eligible next year.
But I will say, though, like Dion in the desert, coaching Arizona State.
I could see that could be a nice little stepping stone
for
him.
A little late night Dion with the, maybe wearing the sunglasses at night. That sounds pretty good.
I think I could see like Clay Helton going back out west. He's at Georgia Southern, just beat Nebraska. Go back out to the West Coast. Was,
you know,
USC for a while.
I like Clay Helton, but beating Nebraska doesn't quite have the same cachet to it.
But when you're Georgia Southern.
Yes, I don't want to take anything away from him, but I did make the point. I don't know if it was with you or just talking off air to somebody. Where it's like, oh, you know, Urban Meyer, he might end up at Nebraska. I go, you know, he should go to Arizona State because I feel like he could get away with cheating a lot easier at Arizona State. Herm Edwards was cheating his face off down there and just happened to get caught a couple different times. So if he got caught a couple times, can you imagine?
He just needs not – he just doesn't need people leaking information to other teams.
And Urban Meyer is the king of keeping stuff under wraps. So I think it's I suppose he kind of talked me into it. Maybe it's hurry up and wait on Dion.
Dion will get a Power 5 job at some
point.
There, it's guaranteed. It's just a matter of – it's not if. It's a matter of when.
And I have the same vibe, too, that he wants to do right by Jackson State and at the very least put enough years of, you know, sweat equity into that program to really, really leave it in a better place than he found it.
Because Jackson State, before he got there, hadn't beat Grambling State in, I think, 23 years or something like that. And they just beat him last Saturday.
Good for them.
Like, he's really doing a lot down there. There's a lot of old NFL players that are down in those HBCU schools.
Filling up their stadium.
Like, Eddie George is at Alcorn State, I believe.
Yep.
So, like, Hugh Jackson's at Grambling State. So we got all these people down in these schools, and they're just growing these programs, and I'm really excited to see what they do. But I think Dion, it'll be time. He will leave eventually, but I don't think right away.
Okay. All right, let's dive in. Area sports news and scores for a Friday. Yesterday in Boys and Girls Metro High School Cross Country, Cedar Falls competed at the Jim Botten Invitational in Dubuque, and the Cedar Falls boys captured first place, and the Dubuque Hempstead boys finished second. The Tigers had five runners placed in the top 10. Jaden Merrick was the highest finisher in third place. Meanwhile, Waterloo West and East also competed. Wahawks were 7th, Trojans were 10th. In the girls' side, Dubuque Hempstead was the first place finisher. Cedar Falls placed 5th. The Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union has released its latest volleyball rankings, and several area schools are in the polls, starting in Class 5A. Cedar Falls is at number 7. Waverly Shell Rock in 4A is 9th. In 3A, Union is 5th. In 2A, Dyke New Hartford continues to be top-ranked. Wapsie Valley is 4th. Denver is 5th. Sumner Fredericksburg 9th. And Grundy Center is ranked 11th. And finally, in 1A, Don Bosco is 4th. Gladbrook Rhinebeck is 8th. AGWSR is 14th. And Dunkerton is 15th. Week 5 of the high school football season kicks off here in just a little while. And in the Metro, Cedar Falls plays host to Muscatine. It's the Tigers' homecoming game, and they are looking to put the brakes on a two-game losing streak. You can hear all the coverage of tonight's Cedar Falls Tiger football game over on our companion station, Cruisin' KCFI. Pre-game show begins around 6:45, kickoff around 7:15. Logan Blackman on the call with Dave Finnegan tonight at the Unidome. Elsewhere in the Metro, Waterloo West plays host to 5A, 5th-ranked Southeast Polk. Rams are the defending state champs. Waterloo East opens up district play at Waverly Shell Rock. The Gohawks are ranked 3rd in 4A. And Waterloo Columbus has a district game at home against Cascade. The Waterloo Blackhawks begin their season tomorrow. The Hawks open up against Youngstown at the USHL Fall Classic in Cranberry Township, Pennsylvania, just outside of Pittsburgh. Waterloo will then turn around and face the USA National Team Development Program on Sunday. Both games start at 1:30 with air times of 1:10. You can listen to tomorrow's season opener on our companion station, Cruisin' KCFI, and then the Hawks will make their season debut on The Fan on Sunday at 1:10. As we mentioned earlier, the Iowa State football team begins Big 12 play tomorrow, hosting 17th-ranked Baylor at Jack Trice Stadium. The Cyclones are 3-0, while the Bears are 2-1, and it should be a close one. Iowa State-Baylor has been decided by a total of 11 points in the last three meetings. You can listen to the game tomorrow right here on The Fan, pregame at 9, kickoff at 11. The UNI football team is on the road tomorrow at Western Illinois for a Missouri Valley Conference game. Both the Panthers and Leathernecks are searching for their first win of the season. Something's got to give. Kickoff is at 3. Also, as we mentioned, Iowa football on the road tomorrow, opening Big Ten play at Rutgers. The Hawkeyes went 2-1 in their non-conference schedule, while the Scarlet Knights went 3-0. Kickoff tomorrow night is at 6. And the 22nd-ranked Wartburg football team plays at the University of Dubuque tomorrow. The Knights are unbeaten through three games, and they have won 5 straight in 13 of the last 14 meetings against the Spartans. Game time tomorrow is at 1. Last night in women's college soccer, UNI won at Illinois State 3-0. Iowa State and Kansas played to a 0-0 draw, as did Iowa and Michigan State. All right, let's take this time out. CBS Sports Flash, VSiN Action Update and a Forecast. All coming your way on the other side. The Gazette's Rob Gray joins us to break down Iowa State-Baylor. That's next on a Football Friday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
Flag. And it's sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career you'll love with flexibility, great pay and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces? Come join the growing team. Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today. The Celtics brass was front and center after suspending head coach Ime Udoka for the season following the revelation of a consensual intimate relationship with a staff member. Though Udoka reportedly said he wasn't going to resign, his future is still uncertain in Boston, according to owner White Grosbeck.
The suspension is for a season through June 30th, and we will make a determination at a later time about Ime's future with us, and that'll be discussed another time and has not been decided at this point.
Grosbeck said there were multiple violations of the Celtics' code of conduct by Udoka. Browns linebacker Anthony Walker suffered a torn quad and will require season-ending surgery. Justin Herbert listed as questionable for Sunday due to a rib injury, while Ed Oliver is out for the Bills in Miami due to an ankle. Chris Godwin and Akeem Hicks out for the Bucs, no surprise there, as well as Shaq Leonard for the Colts, who is still coming back from off-season surgery to his back. I'm Rich Ackerman.
Coming up later on the Zach Gelb Show, it's a Football Friday. Jersey Jerry stops by with his NFL picks, and we tell you everything you need to know with another weekend of NFL and college football. 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific.
CBS Sports Radio. Listen to Iowa State football right here on 102.3 and 1650 The Fan.
Don't be fooled by Liz Mathis. She's just a rubber stamp for Biden and Pelosi.
Liberal Liz Mathis. Her campaign, bankrolled by Pelosi. Her radical agenda, the same as Pelosi's.
She wants higher taxes and more government spending, just like Pelosi.
Liz Mathis opposed the largest tax cut in Iowa history.
She thinks I should pay taxes on my retirement income.
Mathis even wants to tax the mileage on my car.
If you like Nancy Pelosi, you'll love Liz Mathis.
Liberal Liz Mathis. She'll be Pelosi's voice in Washington, not yours. The Iowa choice? Ashley Hinson. Hinson will stand up to the radical Pelosi agenda, not rubber stamp it.
Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi are on the ballot here in Iowa, and they're going by the name Liz Mathis. I'm Ashley Hinson, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because we need to defeat them to take our country back.
Paid for by Ashley Hinson for Congress.
With school starting and all the fun activities that come with it, Tommy's Express Car Wash knows how busy you are. Download the Tommy Club app today. Sign up as a member and get the first month free. You'll enjoy quick, affordable, and endless washes at any Tommy's location. Plus, unlimited washes. Skip the line. Free mat washes and vacuums. Tommy's Express Car Wash. Fast, friendly, and convenient. Find Tommy's online, on Facebook, or in person on University Avenue in Waterloo.
This is Brent Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Heads up, sports bettors. Right now you can try VSiN All Access free for 30 days with no credit card required. Visit VSiN.com/freemonth to sign up now. Here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
NFL football coming up on Sunday. The Bears play host to the Texans. Chicago, a 2.5-point favorite. The over-under at 40. And the Chiefs on Sunday in Indianapolis for a matchup against the Colts. Kansas City favored by 5.5 points, the over-under at 50.5. College football on Saturday in the Big 12, number 17 Baylor playing in Ames against Iowa State, and the Cyclones are a 2.5-point favorite, the over-under at 45.5. In the Big 10 on Saturday, Iowa goes to Rutgers, Iowa favored by 7.5 points.
For the latest odds all the time, visit VSiN.com. I'm Matt Pauly. This has been your Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Slight chance for scattered rain showers tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows dip down to about 51, southerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 74. Mainly clear skies tomorrow night, lows around 54. Low 70s Sunday, turning cooler on Monday with highs in the mid-60s. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 58.
You're listening to Cole and Company on 1650 The Fan.
Welcome back. A Football Friday edition of the show continues. I'm your host, Colbert. Logan Blackman of the Logan Blackman Show podcast, co-hosting today. And right now, we are diving in headfirst into a breakdown of Iowa State football's Big 12 opener tomorrow at Jack Trice Stadium against the 17th-ranked Baylor Bears. And who else to join us and break it all down but my colleague from the Cedar Rapids Gazette does an outstanding job on the Iowa State football beat, Rob Gray. Follow him on Twitter, at Rob W. Gray. Rob, thanks for being here. How you doing?
Doing great. Always good to join you, Cole.
Likewise, and looking forward to the conversation because we've got Big 12 football on tap tomorrow. First things first, though, Rob, I think you probably couldn't have drawn it up much better, a 43-10 win for the Cyclones last Saturday against Ohio. As you think back on that game, what's still front of mind for you from what you saw from the Cyclones?
Yeah, I think what's front of mind is, that they still had a couple of glaring mistakes. You know what I mean? And I asked Campbell about that. He constantly calls the game of football a quote, game of imperfection, unquote. And boy, I don't know how many teams in the country have had two punts blocked and one extra point blocked in their first three games. Iowa State has, of course. A few untimely penalties, but yet the offense hums right along. I mean, Hunter Decker's, again, taking what the defense gives him and just looking really good. He's completing 74% of his passes for three games. The running game looked good, not just with Jirel Brock, but Deion Silas got a little run there. They think they might get Cartavius Norton back. But so leading into what, looking forward like I just did the last 30 seconds of that, it is they have made some big mistakes. And Campbell said he was, quote, kind of irate at halftime, because some of those things, he said, will get you beat down the road. Some of those things will definitely get the Cyclones beat if they crop up against the defending Big 12 champion Baylor Bears.
He was not fibbing, Rob, because he was perturbed at halftime. I was listening to the Cyclone Radio Network, and when the halftime interview on the way to the locker room happened, it was, hey, Coach, what do you think about your team in the first half? And he answers, our precision sucks. And end of interview.
Sometimes Matt Campbell gives you his own rant of coach speak, but other times he is bracingly and refreshingly honest.
Yes.
And it's fun to cover his teams because of that.
Rob Gray, the Cedar Rapids Gazette, our guest right now on a Football Friday edition of Cole and Company. You mentioned Hunter Decker's just rolling right along, completing 74% of his passes so far this season. I mean, I don't know what else there's left for me or you to say about this young guy other than, you know, I have a feeling there's going to be a lot more to say a week from now, Rob, just because this is the test. I mean, if you're going to get into Big 12 play, I'm not sure if there's anybody who puts a more difficult challenge in front of a new quarterback than Dave Aranda's Baylor defense. So what in particular would you say that Hunter will be challenged by from Coach Aranda's Baylor Bears defense?
Well, experience, especially at linebacker, and speed on the back end, and just power up front. I mean, Baylor is, in my opinion, the most complete football team in the Big 12. Yes, they went on the road and lost BYU in overtime. I believe it was in overtime. My memory is a little foggy, but that's a really tough place to win. I mean, I just think Baylor, between the experience and as Coach Campbell talked about on his during his Tuesday media availability, the speed is what jumps off the film or whatever for him. We call it film now. He's still, I guess, it's for nostalgic reasons, but it's that type of challenge. So he's got it. Some of the throws he made in tight windows against the Ohios and the Southeast Missouris are going to get knocked away and possibly worse. He's aware of that, and he said during interviews that same on Tuesday as well that, you know, you can't really simulate that. You know, Iowa State's defense obviously is strong and has got quite a bit of speed too, but you're going against guys you know. You're not going full bore, and again, it's not a game situation. So he's got to contend with all of that, but so far he's shown that, you know, Iowa's defense is obviously elite, and he had a pretty good game there despite the poor decision throwing into double coverage and having another in the end zone and having another ball intercepted that was just miscommunication, so not really on him. He's got to be sharp, but the Cyclones have to win the line of scrimmage like they did against Iowa, somewhat surprisingly to me, because that's been one of the tough issues. I mean, if they can do that against the Hawkeyes, particularly against that defensive front, I like the chance that Iowa State can put some points on the board, but they got to prove it against Baylor here, and I guess we'll see what happens.
This series has just been so close in recent games, Rob. It makes me think to ask, how are things for Iowa State with regard to injuries? Any notable absences? You touched on Cartavius Norton maybe coming back earlier. What can you tell us about the injury report?
Well, Coach Campbell said that Jake Remsburg, who has been on the day-to-day train ever since getting hurt late in fall camp, should no longer be day-to-day. He said he expects him to play along with Norton. Bo Freiler, starting safety, got hurt the previous week. He didn't play much. He thinks he'll be good to go, too. It was more definitive than he usually is. So if on an injury front, I don't think the news could really be any better for Iowa State, at least in terms of known injuries at this point.
That's great news. A few more minutes here with Rob Grave, the Gazette, breaking down Iowa State Baylor. You'll hear that game right here, of course, on your official station for Cyclone Nation, 1650 The Fan. Pregame coverage at 9 tomorrow morning with kickoff at 11. Rob, we broke down there, or you broke down there, what Hunter Deckers and that Iowa State offense is going to see from the Baylor defense. How about this Iowa State defense? I feel like I got to make a point maybe next week to talk about them first, albeit you can say what you will about what kind of challenges they have or have not faced so far this season, but they've seemingly checked most every box so far, but like we've already, you know, like's been the theme. All right, this is a whole different ball of wax tomorrow. So where do you see Baylor trying to stress and take advantage of this Iowa State defense?
Well, I think Baylor is going to do what Baylor usually does, which is kind of crazy when you think back to the now disgraced Art Briles high-flying air raid type offenses. Under Dave Aranda, they want to run the football, and they want to grind you down. And surely they'll seek big plays in the passing game, and often they found them in the last couple of years too, but that's their primary goal, and that's what Iowa State absolutely has to stop, at least, and that's the tough thing. There are two returning All-Americans preseason All-Americans on Baylor's offensive line, four of five starters return, so that's a unit with experience cohesiveness, and obviously highly touted as well. So it's going to be, you know, three-man front, and they've been moving guys around. They played Will McDonald inside at times. They brought cornerback turned safety Anthony Johnson up to the line of scrimmage, toward the line of scrimmage at times and run some spurts because he's so good at that. You know, I think they'll get creative. That's what John Haycock's defenses do. I mean, when he came up with the 3-3-5, or at least when he became the first major program to sort of do it, the 3-3-5 stack, that was clearly an innovation that was, born out of necessity. So I think they'll continue to be creative in this game, and I think it's going to be a tight one. I mean, I really think it's truly a pick'em game, and whoever has the ball last may be the team that wins the game.
Or perhaps, Rob, whoever makes the fewest amount of mistakes. It makes me think back to the first part of our conversation here, talking about the Iowa and Ohio games. Iowa State, I mean, in a game against Baylor, I mean, we're not breaking any news to anybody on the team or the coaching staff, but if you get a punt blocked or if you get an extra point blocked, that totally could be the difference in what we've seen in this series of late.
Yes, and I mean, last season, the mistakes are what doomed the Cyclones to that loss. I mean, they completely outplayed Baylor, outgained them by, I think, close to about 150 yards, yet they lost the football game. Those are things that have, with all the things Campbell, unprecedented in the modern era, five straight winning seasons, looks like they're on the path to an even more unprecedented six straight. You know, the 11 straight conference home wins, unheard of in the past. All these things, first New Year's Six Bowl win a couple of years back against Oregon, all these firsts and all these things that show that the program's a higher level than it's ever been, yet some of those detail issues that Campbell deems most important are their biggest stumbling block. And I think it's no different this season, even though it was very much a new-look team, mm-hmm. very young team with some veteran anchors. And it's going to be critical in this one, going to be critical in everyone. But I think I truly believe points will be at somewhat of a premium, and right now at least my prediction is might be wise to consider the under.
You got a score prediction though, Rob? I know you do. Our employer makes us do it.
Yeah, I'm forced to do it, and I believe last season where the Cyclones found interesting ways to lose a lot of games. I mean, mm-hmm. they were favored, I believe, in all but two of their games, maybe three, and of course ended up 7-6 with the bowl loss to Clemson. I picked them for a lot of wins, is what I'm saying. So I'm going to make them sort of prove it to me this year. Baylor is a different animal as a complete football team. Iowa's a great defense, lousy offense, at least at that point of the season. This is a complete football team. I've got Baylor pulling it out 21-20.
Okay.
Because Iowa State can't quite play as clean as they do, but it's going to be, should be a great game either way.
Here's the thing, Rob. I'll leave you with this. If Iowa State plays clean football and they get a hard-earned win tomorrow, the vibes and aims are going to be off the charts, and people are going to start talking about if this team is better than last year's team.
Yeah, and I mean, that comes with the talent, the recruiting classes. That comes with all the things coaches have talked about for guys who are competing hard behind the scenes. You know, we see in Deshaun Hanukkah, a guy who's gone through injuries, played on special teams two seasons behind Charlie Kohler and Chase Allen, and previously even Dylan Sainer in that mix when he first got there. He has two touchdowns and four catches this season. Hadn't caught a ball in a game in 4 years. Those are guys that were hidden. Now they're emerging. So that's going to be the key. Do they have that? It looks like they do, you know, even if they stumble against a very, very good Baylor team.
Great stuff as always, Rob. Enjoyed the conversation, and we'll be following along with your work at thegazette.com and following along on Twitter with all your coverage. Have a great time tomorrow, and we'll be following along. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Cole. Always a pleasure, my man.
Rob Gray, Cedar Rapids Gazette, kind enough to join us as always here during football season and break down the Iowa State-Baylor matchup, and we will talk about that. We'll talk you and I at Western Illinois, Iowa at Rutgers, make picks of the weekend, maybe even be able to sneak in a little NFL talk as well with Logan Blackman of the Logan Blackman Show podcast. All that next on a Football Friday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. conference openers tomorrow for the Cyclones and Hawkeyes. Iowa State opens Big 12 play at home against 17th-ranked Baylor. The Bears are defending conference champions.
When you look at this football team, it doesn't matter what the position is. What jumps off the film is elite speed.
That's ISU coach Matt Campbell. Iowa is at Rutgers to open the Big Ten race, and Hawkeye coach Kirk Ferentz says the Scarlet Knights employ a similar style of play.
You watch film on them, I don't want to say they're the same as us, but there's a lot of parallels, I think, in terms of they've got a system defensively and offensively they believe in. And it's, they got big physical guys that are athletic and play hard, and they don't do dumb things.
UNI is on the road in Missouri Valley Football Conference action to take on Western Illinois. The Panthers are 0-3. Drake takes an 0-3 record into its Pioneer Football League opener at home against Marist. Todd Kim, Radio Iowa Sports.
Hi, this is Hawkeye coach Kirk Ferentz. My players know that determination and strong will can lead to endless possibilities. That's true no matter what field you're on. With less than 5% of Iowans making a living off the land, the Iowa Hawkeyes are proud to celebrate the dedication of Iowa farm families who work every day to provide our country with the food, the fuel, the fiber that we all depend on. Farmers are the backbone of this country. That's why our players are proud to wear the ANF logo on their helmets. It serves as a reminder to all of us that America needs farmers. Join the Hawkeyes and the Iowa Farm Bureau as we celebrate farmers during ANF Game Day on October 1st. You could win the ultimate ANF fan package, 4 reserve seats, sideline access, and an autographed football. To register, visit AmericaNeedsFarmers.org.
The Cedar Falls School District would like to thank grandparents, friends, and extended families for all you do to support their mission. Your sons, daughters, nieces, nephews, and grandchildren continue to inspire the entire community by their upbeat, joy-filled, resilient responses to the changes that have come their way. The Cedar Falls School's mission of excellence is embodied in their desire for continuous improvement, and their goal is to maximize the abilities of all students in a supportive, collaborative environment. Educating your youth is an honor and a task that they take very seriously. In a time wrought with change and uncertainty, what will remain constant is the Cedar Falls School's dedication to your youth. Our future is in their hands. Always remember, their first priority is the safety of students, staff, teachers, administrators, and the community at large. Cedar Falls School students, you're amazing. We're so proud of you. Have a great year and go Tigers!
Cedar Falls Schools, every student, every day.
I thought learning a language would be too much work, but Babbel makes learning fun. J'aime Babbel.
Babbel's lessons only take 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks you can actually speak another language. Como si fuera magia.
Babbel isn't robots talking. You learn words and phrases from real native speakers. I was ready for real-life conversations in just a few weeks. So easy.
Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
You're listening to Cole and Company with Colbert. Afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650, The Fan.
Yeah, welcome back. Week 4 of the NFL underway. And we will have Sunday night football for you here on The Fan as the San Francisco 49ers, led by Jimmy Garoppolo, go to Denver. Let's ride to take on Russell Wilson and the Broncos.
I hate what he started. There's so many people that are doing, let's ride.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
Has Theo Day done it for you and I yet?
Not to my knowledge.
Panther Nation, let's ride?
Probably, but not to my knowledge.
William Penn's quarterback's even done it, so it's like Theo Day's had to do it.
Pre-game coverage at 6:30 on Sunday night of Niners-Broncos. And we'll have, of course, Blackhawks hockey during the day on Sunday. But, all right, before we talk NFL, Logan, let's, you got your picks ready?
I do.
You want to get into some picks here? All right. Let's do just that. Let's do snake draft. Let's go back and forth. You start.
Okay. So first game, I'm excited for this one. We kind of talked about it off there earlier. Syracuse Orange. They're playing Virginia.
You can't help yourself.
It's in the Carrier Dome. Garrett Schrader. Here's the thing. I like Virginia.
Have you donated to the athletic department yet?
I am the athletic department. The thing with Virginia, they were the same thing last year. Brennan Armstrong is their quarterback. Great quarterback.
Yeah.
Lefty, baller, can run. If you shut him down, their whole team is shut down. Like, they can't stop anybody. They can't move. They scored 3 points against Illinois. No offense to the Fighting Brett Bielemas, but
Secret's got to be getting out on the cues, though. How big is this line?
It is 9.5.
Ooh.
And I think Garrett Schrader, Sean Tucker, Garrett Williams are going to be a baller again.
They can cover that number.
They can cover it. I think they've got it. They played a tough game last week. They're going to ride. Maybe we see them in the top 25 next week. Let's go Cuse.
Okay. All right. I like it. You've been in on the Cuse. You know the Orange, so trust that, folks. I'm taking Iowa State. I'm the opposite of Rob Gray. I understand where Rob is coming from and making his predictions. A little different when you're making your prediction in print newspaper.
Yeah.
But this Iowa State team has pretty much checked every box that it can, given who it's played the first 3 weeks of the season. They play an Iowa team that's got one of the 10 best defenses in the country. They found a way to win. It wasn't pretty, but they found a way to win.
Had a 99-yard drive in that, too.
With a first-year redshirt sophomore quarterback, a 21-play, 99-yard drive. One thing to go 99 yards, you could attest to this playing college quarterback. One thing to go 99 yards in two plays or five plays,
yeah.
Right? You get in the middle of the field, you get in between the 40s into the shot zone, you take your shot, mm-hmm. You're like, that's sweet. We scored. We start on the one, we scored.
Mm-hmm.
Most cases, that's how that drive's going to work.
We had a 9-minute drive in high school. It was one of the greatest feelings of all time. It was like that, like a 21-play drive. Those are just the best. You can have those short, long drives, but it's so much fun to watch the defense just struggle to stop you because they're so tired.
You want to talk drives. 2017 or 18, you and I at Youngstown State, it was when Bo Pelini was still there.
Mm-hmm.
You and I lost like, it was like 17-10 or something like that. Youngstown State had a drive that started in the third quarter, ended early in the fourth quarter. I want to say it was 23 plays, and it went 17 minutes.
Jeez.
And it was, like, mathematically how you could have the longest drive. 3 yards, 3 yards, 3 yards.
3 yards and a cloud of dust.
Yeah, it legit was. So that just it's Hunter Deckers has really impressed me,
mm-hmm.
And he's not the only one who's impressed me, far from the only one who's impressed me with this Iowa State team. And I didn't just bring it up for my health. To Rob, that hey, if Iowa State wins tomorrow, people are going to start saying like, is this team more talented than last year's team? Like maybe they're not quite on a intellectual football level as those other teams were, but whatever they might lack in terms of experience and high IQ, they have to make up for in terms of athleticism and ability. And it seems like this Iowa State team has quite a bit of ability. They're going to get tested tomorrow. But I'll take them to win by a field goal, -2.5, against Baylor. What do you got next?
We got Arkansas taking on the A&M Aggies.
Arkansas,
A&M's
huh?
coming off a boring win against Miami. They got Brad Johnson's kid, Max Johnson, starting quarterback. If this was in Aggieland, in Kyle Field, this would be a little different.
Yeah.
I'm taking the Razorbacks. They're 2.5-point dogs in AT&T Stadium. So this is like a big rivalry game now. Or at least they're one of their manufactured ones. Arkansas's defense stinks.
Taking them after the Missouri State scare.
Yes, I am. In that game we saw Kate. They actually open up their offense because they had to play from behind. They haven't had to do that all year. They've dominated the two games. Like South Carolina, they allowed 30 points, but they won by like 18. Like they dominated on offense. If they let KJ Jefferson do his thing, there's not a lot quarterbacks that are as big, has as strong of an arm as KJ, especially with him running the ball. A&M, I don't think, can keep up, regardless of how bad Arkansas's defense is. And I think Arkansas will win the game. So I'm not even going to say they'll lose by a point. I think they'll win outright in that one.
Okay. All right. And next up for me, my Kansas Jayhawks.
Yeah, sellout. Sell
my
out.
Kansas Jayhawks, Lance Leipold, we trust.
Buffalo, let's go.
-6.5 at home against Duke. I think Kansas ought to be able to beat those nerds by a touchdown.
Yeah.
The way that they've been playing so far this year. Obviously, I am not first to the bandwagon, but I am happy to jump on it because people that I respect in terms of what they know about football. When Lance Leipold was hired by Kansas, like Big 12 people that I know that I like really respect what they have to say about Big 12 football, they go, hey, like, look out.
Yeah.
Like, Lance Leipold, like, all he knows to do is coach winning football.
Oh, yeah. My dad and I would watch him at Buffalo. Like, he's it. He's
and
a dude.
And you could even see it a little bit last year, mm-hmm. right? They get the win over Texas. They in week zero, they took Coastal Carolina to the brink at Coastal.
Yeah.
Like, there were flashes last year, and it sure seems like that the arrow just is pointing up somehow. I can't even believe these words are coming out of my mouth right now. And it is funny because I bet against Kansas on this show so many times last season. I think I was probably like 4 out of 5 or 4 out of 6 betting against Kansas last year. But yeah, I like Kansas -6.5. Kansas by a touchdown over Duke.
Then my last one, it's a good defense. It's a very good defense. There's an old saying, bend but don't break. There's only so much you can bend before you snap. Mm. And that's going to be Ohio State, Wisconsin tomorrow. Wisconsin's offense is not going to be able to keep up. Wisconsin's defense will be able to stop Ohio State for a certain
How's
period.
Graham Mertz been doing?
Graham Mertzing it up. Like,
that's not good. That's not good, boys and girls.
But, like, Wisconsin, like Baylor, they're going to be good defensively. They're going to run the ball. Like, Braylon Allen's a very solid running back. But
they'll just get overwhelmed.
Like, with
some point.
Michigan State last year, Michigan State was a run-first team. Now, their defense was a lot worse last year than Wisconsin's is right now. Mm-hmm. But you can't keep up if you're a run-first team with no pass game, especially against, no matter how good your defense is. They can stop for a little bit. Ohio State, they've proved so far this season with Jackson Smith and Jigba getting hurt week one, they've proved they're so much more out wide than just him. Mm-hmm. C.J. Stroud's getting in his groove. They're coming off two very, very impressive wins on offense against Arkansas State Toledo, for which whatever reason was a night game. Don't know why. On Fox. Don't know why. Who made that call?
Hey,
I don't
Toledo
know.
Deserves a night game every now and again, too, okay?
But the line's 19.5. It's in the horseshoe at night. Ohio State's rocking the black uniforms. I'm going to take the Buckeyes dominating.
Those first three games of Graham Mertz's career where he lit the world on fire.
Yeah, Illinois week one last year.
You know what it made me think of now looking back on it? Because, you know, you play, 12 football games in a season, you play 82 basketball games in a season. So when you kind of, like, compare that how you can, it was like Linsanity.
I knew you were going to say, because they got a documentary coming out
yeah,
for 3 games.
Exactly, yeah. It's like Linsanity. So, hey, ESPN 30 for 30, you're welcome. There's your next idea. Mertz Sanity, I don't know. We'll work on the title. But, all right, my last one. I like the Fighting Climans, Kansas State. Getting 13 points yeah. at Oklahoma.
That's always a safe bet.
That feels like a just a gift wrapped, like, here's a nice little present for you. Like, I can't necessarily guarantee what's going to be inside, but
Oklahoma's had a lot more talented teams than this one has lost to Kansas State.
Yeah.
Like, this is a fun game.
Chris Klieman teams play field position football.
Yeah.
They play clock management football. They are not like Coach Staley with the Chargers. They are going to make the pragmatic calls when it comes to offense. So I just think they'll be able to stay in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And they're talented.
They
Kansas
are.
State's still – they're good.
You got a 40-year-old at quarterback in Adrian Martinez. I mean, it's been in college since
yes.
what?
So there you have it, folks. All right, a couple minutes left here. Real quick, you and I at Western Illinois – that's a must win.
They have to win.
They have
to
win.
There's no way they can't win that game.
You can't not win that game. I mean, Coach Farley, if you lose that game, that's a huge black eye.
It's not.
Massive
you can't
black
lose
eye.
To Western Illinois.
I mean, you just can't. We'll just leave it there.
Yeah.
Iowa, Rutgers.
I'd say this is a can't lose to Rutgers.
Two crappy Big Ten teams with respect to Iowa's defense and special teams. And it's a battle of who's going to prove to be crappier.
Yeah. That's a tough place to play too. You know, I always say East Brunswick, New Jersey is
going to Greg Schiano's house.
Oh, you better you're going to be coming out with bruises.
Exactly. Bruises, multiple.
Bruise, bones sticking out, but yeah, Iowa can't lose to Rutgers.
Where are you at on Iowa State Baylor?
I think Iowa State can do it.
Yeah.
For this type of game with Iowa State, it feels weird. It's an 11 o'clock kick. I feel like this should be a night game.
It's like the big noon game, I think, for Fox.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that does make sense. But I just think the home crowd is going to be up for it. 4-0 for the first time in how many years?
Great crowd.
Against a top 25 team. Get Iowa State back into the top 25 if they win, probably. I think, I got the
Cyclones. What would the kids say? Jack Trice is about to be a movie tomorrow. Isn't that what the kids say?
Man, last night was a movie.
See, I'm still hit, man. All right, your Bills play the Dolphins?
Yeah, yeah.
Where is this in Miami?
It's in Miami. They beat Josh Allen one time.
Early season in Miami?
Not for Buffalo.
I know. These Bills are awesome. But that is a trap game.
They beat him by 35 last year in Miami. I don't really care about
what month did they play him in?
For it was like week two.
Shoot. There goes.
I don't remember what week it was. It was early on because AJ Epineza destroyed Tua in that game. And the Bills played bad and still won 35-0. But it was they're scary.
Before we get out of here, I need your prediction on Bears-Texans. Everybody's dying for it.
Oh, God. Davis Mills versus Justin
Fields. Don't make that face. Just pick the game.
The Bears can't lose to the Texans.
All right, he's picking the Bears. We'll be back right after this to wrap it up.
I'm Colleen Wolf with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Week 3 kicked off in Cleveland as the Browns held off the Steelers 29-17 to move to 2-1. Jacoby Brissett was in control all night, throwing for 220 yards and 2 touchdowns. Amari Cooper caught one of those scores to go with 101 yards, and Nick Chubb dominated on the ground with 113 yards and a score. Steelers wide receiver George Pickens made one of the highlight catches of the year, showing incredible athleticism to snare a one-hander from Mitch Trubisky. The rookie finished with 39 yards on 3 catches. In other news, the Ravens signed veteran pass rusher Jason Pierre-Paul. The 33-year-old has 91.5 sacks in 12 seasons. JPP won the Super Bowl with each of his previous two teams, the Giants and the Buccaneers. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Don't be fooled by Liz Mathis. She's just a rubber stamp for Biden and Pelosi.
Liberal Liz Mathis. Her campaign, bankrolled by Pelosi. Her radical agenda, the same as Pelosi's.
She wants higher taxes and more government spending, just like Pelosi.
Liz Mathis opposed the largest tax cut in Iowa history.
She thinks I should pay taxes on my retirement income.
Mathis even wants to tax the mileage on my car.
If you like Nancy Pelosi, you'll love Liz Mathis.
Liberal Liz Mathis. She'll be Pelosi's voice in Washington, not yours. The Iowa choice, Ashley Hinson. Hinson will stand up to the radical Pelosi agenda, not rubber stamp it.
Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi are on the ballot here in Iowa, and they're going by the name Liz Mathis. I'm Ashley Hinson, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because we need to defeat them to take our country back.
Paid for by Ashley Hinson for Congress.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. With the suspension of star quarterback Deshaun Watson, the Browns have remained an afterthought to start this year. But when you watched the Browns last night, it became clear Cleveland is still one of the more talented teams in the league. The Browns have two great running backs in Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt, a star receiver in Amari Cooper, a solid offensive line, a superstar in Myles Garrett. The loss for the Jets in Week 2 wasn't a great look for Cleveland, especially when the team is trying to keep their heads above water until Watson returns. But last night, Cleveland bounced back in an impressive way over their rival Steelers. Browns quarterback Jacoby Brissett, far from anybody's long-term answer under center, but the QB has helped the Browns to a 2-1 start. And if the team can continue that trend through the next 8 weeks, adding Watson to a talented roster could make the Cleveland Browns eventually a force in the AFC to end the season. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, like how they require minimums, and worse, how the rewards flat out expire. Or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. That's amazing. And now that we've talked about that, let's get back to, you know, the stuff we talk about here on the show. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. That's discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. The numbers don't lie. In the last decade, over 4 million people have chosen SimpliSafe Home Security to protect their home. You don't earn the trust of that many people without doing something right. At SimpliSafe, your safety is the only thing that matters. I know because we use SimpliSafe. Customize the perfect system for your home and start at SimpliSafeDan.com. Go today, claim a free indoor security camera, plus 20% off with interactive monitoring at SimpliSafeDan.com. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
You're listening to Cole & Company with Colbert. Follow Cole on Twitter at RealColbert.
All right, back for a final time on this Friday. Logan, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me, as always.
Have a great call tonight. You and Dave Finnegan on the Cedar Falls Muscatine game. That's a 6:45, roughly 6:45 pregame over on our companion station, Cruising KCFI. Best of luck to all the Metro football teams tonight. Have a great weekend, everybody. Iowa State football tomorrow here on The Fan. Big 12 football against the Baylor Bears. 9 o'clock pregame for that one. So a weekend of maximum sports. What's new? Have a good one, everybody. I will be back on Monday at 5.
You've been listening to Cole & Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.